This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, Utah is getting an NHL team.
The NHL is here. Let's go, Utah. We're ready.
That's Ryan Smith. The promo video dropped on Twitter a few hours ago, and we're already looking at possible name options. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has details on what the team might be called. Amy.
Jeff, five names have been filed with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. KSL Sports reports the names are Utah Blizzard, Utah Venom, Utah Fury, Utah HC, and Utah Hockey Club. This comes just 10 days after Smith asked fans for name suggestions on social media. Smith also told the NHL in an interview today that the team will have just Utah on the jersey for the first year, saying he wants to take his time, get the name right. We know Smith is paying $1.2 billion for the franchise without the Coyotes name. That includes the players who will be moving to Salt Lake. The rest of the money will be going to teams in the NHL. They'll share some of that revenue. Reporting live in downtown, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
So maybe at first the team will be called the Utah Utahs. A big part of the push to get a hockey team here was the bill passed during the legislative session that funds a billion-dollar arena. That bill's sponsor, Utah State Senator Dan McKay, told me earlier that they still don't know if there's going to be a new arena built or if they're going to refurbish the Delta Center.
We generally want it to be in the Delta Center area. We generally want it to house both basketball and the NHL. Most of the most successful arenas and partnerships with arenas are, you know, built around basketball and hockey working together. So we're excited about that combination. But the hard part is, and you know, you mentioned $1 billion and it sounds like a big number. Remember, that's $1 billion generated over 30 years.
McKay says the money will be an investment in transportation around the area, infrastructure, and parking in addition to an arena. The former owner of the Coyotes says the sale was the right decision. Alex Marullo spoke exclusively with our sister station, Arizona Sports. He says he made the call after being told by NHL officials that it wasn't fair for the players to be unsure about their future.
It took me a while to understand that, probably a week or so, a lot of soul searching, thinking and praying. And they're right.
Marullo says it was a very difficult decision to make, but he's committed to winning a land auction, and he wants to use that land to build a new facility for a reborn Arizona Coyotes franchise. It's probably no surprise how our friends at KSL Sports Zone feel about today's vote. That's the music they were playing on the radio after the announcement. Hans Olsen and Scotty G opened their reaction to the news with that music.
We've known this was going to happen, but to actually know that it has happened, that Utah is getting an NHL team, a second Big Four professional franchise here in Utah. Folks, this is a seminal moment for the state of Utah. This is a signature sports moment for the state of Utah.
Scotty and Hans say they're working to become hockey experts, and you can hear the rest of their reaction on the KSL Sports Zone podcast. KSL News Time 504, a jury of 12 has now been selected at former President Trump's trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the fast-paced jury selection puts the trial on track for opening statements as soon as Monday. Once again, before leaving the courthouse today, Mr. Trump railed against the case.
The whole world is watching this hoax. You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted.
The former president faces 34 felony counts for falsifying business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election. The Republican House Speaker will need the help of Democrats to push through his foreign aid bills. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi coming to Mike Johnson's defense.
The Republicans should help Johnson. He's given them everything they want. You don't want to vote for this? Don't vote for it. We split it all up. I think what he did was very important.
Johnson continues to face pressure from fringe Republicans that are threatening to oust him. Police officers clad in riot gear breaking up a student protest of the war in Gaza at Columbia University.
The more they try to silence us, the louder we will be.
Officers arrested more than a dozen demonstrators. The actions come a day after the university's president pledged to Congress to crack down on unauthorized protests tied to the war. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Mees.
Well, Salt Lake City PD, they're working on the accident with injuries at State Street and 500 South. They're also saying that right now they are diverting traffic going south on State Street to go westbound on 500 South. We also first heard about this crash from KSL's own Mark Jones, but now UDOT is confirming the accident in the Clearfield area eastbound 7th South at 1300 East in the intersection. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks for the update. KSL News Time 5:06. At the Chad Daybell trial, Lori Vallow's former best friend told the jury about the day Lori met Chad. Though they were both married to others, she says it was obvious they were attracted to each other. A year after that meeting, Chad and Lori were married and their children were missing. A jury in Idaho will have to decide whether Brian Koberger was out for a hike in the middle of the night or if he was out murdering college kids. ABC's Alex Stone on the University of Idaho stabbings.
In a new court filing in which Brian Koberger's attorneys had to tell the judge their planned alibi defense, they say they will argue that Koberger often drove around at night and would take night hikes and runs to see the moon and the stars, and that he was not near the murder scene. That contradicts police and prosecutors, who say cell phone data shows him in the area of the murder scene, and for about 2 hours at the time of the murders, his phone was turned off or out of service range, but it disappeared from the network before coming back online after the murders. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Governor Spencer Cox has turned his Disagree Better campaign into a TED Talk. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Governor Cox was the only elected official slotted to speak at TED 2024, The Brave and the Brilliant. He used the stage to promote the National Governor Association's Disagree Better initiative. The Deseret News reports he called the audience to action with four steps: spending less time polarizing, spending more time with people who are different from you, giving back, and practicing patience, humility, and moderation.
Cox spoke alongside political scientists and conflict resolution experts, among others. The STEP team we told you about last month, Utah's only STEP team, is suddenly popular. The Highland High Club has received an invite to perform next month. Now they're hoping the community can make it happen.
High school teacher and co-founding member Tiffany Rasmussen, also known as Miss Raz, told me a lot has happened since we last spoke.
Since you ran the story, we've had a lot of invites and we're really excited to do them. But since we are a club and not an official team, the school cannot provide any funding.
The club has been more than an after-school activity, but an inclusive space for their students who felt out of place and unseen.
A lot of these students come from refugees background, so their families are just trying to make it.
Miss Raz set up a GoFundMe with the link on our Instagram story to help them with the dancewear they need. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky, the very latest.
A new accident southbound I-15 in Sandy near 90th South, but it's already out of traffic on the shoulder. It is part of the delays stretching from 33rd South to Bluffdale. Northbound I-15 slowing from about 3500 south to downtown. The West Belt delays continue southbound from I-80 to 3500 south, and delays westbound on the 201 5600 west into Magna. Mark?
You have a lot of traffic in Utah County now with a wreck clearing northbound I-15 just after SR-92, and then southbound delays Lehigh to Linden, northbound sluggish up around American Fork, and then Pioneer Crossing, Redwood Road into Saratoga Springs, and Mountain View, the extension headed to SR-73, are all very heavy down in Utah County. Michelle.
Typical delays on Foothill Drive between Sunnyside Avenue and I-80 for drivers making their way up north. You're seeing the typical delays leaving downtown to the north interchange. More slowdowns from Clearfield up into the Ogden area. On the flip side, also looking at some slowdowns on southbound I-15 as well, going through the Riverdale area. And then again, we do have this crash in Clearfield. This is eastbound 700 south at 1300 east. Replenish Landscape provides the finest compost and landscape products for flower and vegetable gardens. Start your season right with Replenish. Visit replenishcompost.com. Replenish, it's the good stuff. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs this afternoon topped out in the mid-50s, so a few degrees below average. They'll fall into the low 50s by 8 o'clock tonight with mainly clear skies. Clouds are going to build in overnight, and morning lows will be near 40, but afternoon highs on Friday will be back above average in the mid-60s with partly to mostly cloudy skies. With your hourly forecast and the 5 o'clock report, I'm Devin Mishuli.
55 in Salt Lake City, sunset tonight at 8:10 p.m. KSL News Time 512. An ancient giant snake in India might have been longer than a school bus. Maria Chaleos is here to tell us more.
Jeff, the fossils were found near a coal mine. It revealed a snake that stretched an estimated 36 to 50 feet long. It's comparable to the largest known snake, which was about 42 feet, that was found in Colombia. Now, the newly discovered behemoth lived 47 million years ago in western India's swampy evergreen forest. Researchers say it could have weighed up to 2,200 pounds. Now, this monster snake, larger than any snake living today, and was likely very slow-moving, probably due to its size. It was a predator that would ambush and squeeze its prey. Now, the largest living snake today is Asia's reticulated python at 33 feet. Now, fragments of this new snake's backbone were compared to more than 20 fossil vertebrae to skeletons of living snakes to estimate its size. Now, the scientists' findings detailed today in the journal Scientific Reports.
Ew. KSL News Time, 5:13 it is. U2 is all done performing at the Sphere, so tonight, things get fishy in Las Vegas.
One of the all-time great jam bands, Phish, will start its stand at the Sphere in Las Vegas tonight. Lead guitarist Trey Anastasia promises to continue with the group's tradition of never doing the same show twice, and each night will have different visuals on the Sphere's massive screens.
I love getting up in the morning and like creatively thinking of another cool thing to blow people's minds. I mean, it's like my favorite thing to do.
Phish will play four shows at the Sphere, the second act to play there following U2's epic opening of the venue. Jason Adelson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Trending on social media, a Utah native turned singer-songwriter is coming back to Salt Lake City for the Red Butte Garden concert series. Jewel was born in Payson, where she lived for a bit before moving to Alaska as a child. Also performing at Red Butte this summer, the Indigo Girls, the Beach Boys, the Stray Cats, among others. The Red Butte concert series starts in June. It runs into September. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
local educators are telling us how they prepared kids for today's great Utah shakeout and for the day we do see another big earthquake. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, it's official, Utah's getting an NHL team. We're going to go in depth in just a moment. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Davis County drivers, watch for this one. It's an accident eastbound 7th South SR-193 at 1300 East in Clearfield. And then also traffic being diverted from southbound State Street to go westbound on 5th South while Salt Lake City PD continues to clear the injury accident at that intersection. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clouds move in Friday, but so does the warmth. I'm Devin Mishuli.
55 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. After a difficult start, they're almost done picking enough jurors for the former President Trump porn star hush money criminal trial in New York. Five more alternates have to be chosen. After court today, the defendant.
The whole world is watching this hoax. You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted.
Judge Juan Marchand declaring, "We have our jury," late Thursday on a third day of jury selection. The full panel of 12 jurors was seated after a day of setbacks that saw two previously seated jurors dismissed and then later replaced. Judge Marchand says his goal is to begin opening arguments on Monday.
ABC's Mark Remillard in New York. Getting endorsed for re-election by at least 15 members of the famous Kennedy political family at an event in Philadelphia. The man also called this by one of them.
And with my hero, President Joe Biden. Woo!
Kerry Kennedy, younger sister of the independent presidential candidate Robert F. Jr. A near miss, the FAA says an air traffic controller told a Southwest Airlines flight to cross a runway at Reagan Washington National Airport while a JetBlue flight was starting its takeoff roll on the same runway. The planes were only about 400 feet apart. Police think they avoided another school shooting, says ABC's Andy Field in Rockville, Maryland.
If the teenager Maryland police think threatened a mass school shooting actually went through with it, there's not much that would have stopped him.
There are no metal detectors in Montgomery County schools.
Police spokesperson Shara Goff says a witness alerted them to a long essay detailing how 18-year-old Alex Yee fantasized about killing fellow students.
We did increase police presence at the school while we investigated this.
Police holding the 18-year-old without bail.
Netflix now has nearly 270 million subscribers after another strong showing to begin 2024. A mixed finish for Wall Street's major indexes, the Dow up, the S&P, and NASDAQ down. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the KSL in-depth. Things are moving fast now that the Arizona Coyotes are officially packing up, loading up the moving vans, and heading to Utah. Thousands of people have already put in deposits on season tickets this afternoon. Someone's already filed trademarks for potential names. Joining me live, KSL at Night co-host Taylor Morgan. And Taylor, we asked you to come on because you know things. You talk to people up there at the Capitol. So the first thing is, did you hear about these trademarks that were filed? What's that all about?
I did hear about the trademarks, Jeff. I think that this is perhaps a case of opportunism. I don't necessarily think that any of these trademarks are official. Perhaps we have some folks that might be squatting on some potential names here, but we will certainly find out more in the coming days. I will say, Jeff, that I don't think anyone has trademarked the name the Utah Utahs, because that's just terrible if that's your idea.
I think it's the placeholder, because he said he might play the first season with just the word Utah on the front of the jerseys. But anyway, these trademark applications, whoever filed them, are for the Utah Blizzard, the Venom, the Fury, Utah HC, and Utah Hockey Club. So, Taylor Morgan, what is going on with the arena business? Everybody has been kind of cagey, and you get the feeling that the what's going to happen is sort of baked in already. Is there talk behind closed doors about what's supposed to happen with an arena?
There is a lot of talk, Jeff, and not just behind closed doors. This is a lot of talk happening amongst Salt Lake City Council officials and the Salt Lake City attorney. We know that, of course, the Utah legislature had a pivotal role in making this move for an NHL team coming to Utah possible by passing Senate Bill 272 in this last 2024 general session. Now, to be clear, what that legislation did is it allowed the Smith Entertainment Group to create a capital city revitalization zone. The legislature allowed that to happen. Creation of this zone also has the ability to implement a 5.5% sales tax increase just in Salt Lake City. Also, it opens up the door to a partnership agreement that could allocate additional tax revenue up to about $1 billion to pay not only for arenas, but also for transportation and revitalization and development in the capital zone. Jeff, really, there is still a lot of debate, a lot of conversations happening about what will happen with the arenas. Will the Delta Center get remodeled and turned into a hockey arena, and the Jazz might get a new home next door to that? Or will the Delta Center be demolished and two new stadiums built from the ground up? There are a lot of possibilities, Jeff. We don't know the answers quite yet.
So you're saying nothing's baked in at this point?
All we know is that we have a hockey team, Jeff. That's the big exciting news. We don't know yet what we're going to call them, nor do we know exactly where they will play, for how long, or where they will be permanently. But Jeff, we do know that you can go sign up to be a season ticket holder right now and put a deposit down if you are interested in watching NHL hockey in Utah next year.
The deposit is $100. 6,000 people stepped up in the first 2 hours. And thank you, Taylor Morgan from KSL at Night. It's 5:21. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
For those traveling westbound on I-80, we do have a new accident. It's just before I-215's west belt. You will see that a lot of the vehicles are out of traffic to the shoulder, but a little bit of backup. Also, an accident westbound I-80 at State Street moved out of traffic. Southbound I-15 delays pretty strong and slow as you go from South Salt Lake all the way to Bluffdale. Mark?
Rush hour backups in Utah County on northbound I-15 between Center Street, Orem, and about Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Then again between SR-92 up towards Point of the Mountain, and then southbound's been a slow slog. Lehigh Main Street down to about Geneva Road, and then Redwood Road. It's about a full house right now, struggling Bluffdale down to 2100 North Lehigh. Michelle?
Still working on a crash, State Street 500 South. Also, if you're headed northbound I-15, picking up the slowdowns from downtown all the way to the North Interchange. More slowdowns. This is going to go from Clearfield up into about 31st Street in Ogden. On the flip side, seeing some slowdowns there as well from Ogden into the Roy area. And if you're on Highway 89, that is also a slow ride between Uinta and South Weber. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7-day forecast features a lot of above-average temperatures. We begin a warming trend on Friday with highs in the mid-60s under partly cloudy skies. We have mostly to partly sunny skies on Saturday with highs near 70. We'll climb into the mid-70s on Sunday. Then we'll drop a few degrees near 70 on Monday, and then getting warmer, making a run towards 80 on Tuesday and Wednesday with a continued dry trend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Devin Mishuli.
55 degrees, your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We'll check the markets in just a moment. Stay with us at KSL News Radio.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I